to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello? Hula Hoops. What's up with you, Hula Hoops?
We're on a little break, weren't
we? So I was eating them barbecue Hula Hoops, him.
Crackers, yeah. Only in here. Because they're cold in the vending machine.
I never understood why crisps are in cold vending machines where there's cold drinks. You just see some that have the drink separate and then the room temperature snacks in a different one, wouldn't you? In the swimming pool.
Yeah, two separate ones, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? You couldn't eat or drink before getting in the swimming pool. You'd get a cramp.
Yeah, if you had like a dinner.
Is that what it is?
I think if you had your dinner and went in the swimming pool, a load of rings come up around you. Or is that when you have a poo?
Rings?
Do you not remember, like, we talked about this before, I think, where like, there was like a myth that like, if you pissed in the swimming pool, like this kind of like, bubble ring would come around you, like, because it mixes with the chlorine and senses that it's piss and everyone starts laughing at you.
I've never heard of that.
Did you never
heard of that? No.
Someone out there did. Send us in if you heard of that one. We'd love to know. What's this, 191?
Two?
191? 192. 192. Good number.
Is it? As good as any other number, I suppose, yeah.
It has a special meaning.
What's the mean? What's 192 mean? 192.
There has to be a special meaning behind that.
We had an email.
I don't have one, sorry.
Sorry, I know this is not the bonus episode, but we've had an email just about last week's show. Do you remember last week?
Radio show.
You're looking at me blankly.
The radio show thing, yeah.
Why'd you look at me like that?
I'm just listening and waiting for you to continue.
Okay. I think you and Darren are going to fight one day.
You've been thinking that for years.
I think it's
never going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Never going to happen. Jonathan said he loved the ham radio episode. So it's absolutely brilliant. He wants to know if we could do a special on it like we did with Charlestown. I think that was kind of
a special.
That was it itself.
I wouldn't dedicate one whole episode to just that. Would you?
Give the people what they want. If that's what the people want.
If that's what you want, you can have it.
You get on with it?
Yep. Here, boys, big important breaking news. Bad breaking news for you. Me boiler broke.
Go on.
Blew up. Took the wall down and everything.
What? For real?
Sitting room wall's gone.
So when, I mean, you started that with your boiler was broke, like there was a leak.
Blew up. Fucking blew up.
Did it really?
Blew up, man. Took the door off the wall and everything. Could have died.
The door off the wall?
No, it just broke.
Oh, okay. That story went from shit to good. Back to shit.
It's the thermostat. I'm telling you, it's the thermostat.
What's wrong with your boiler? Is it just not working?
No, so for months there was just a constant flow of hot water in the gaff. When you like change it to the hot tap, like when you turn the tap hot, like it was hot. But like when it was on like a cycle, you had to like press a boost button on the wall for it to get hot and like heat it up, obviously. But for some reason, for months, it was just hot. And then it started making this like weird noise. Like really loud noise, like every time like you flush the jacks or turn the tap on or had a shower. And I was saying to Amy, there's something wrong with that, like that sounds like it's gonna blow up. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like it was so loud, like for like 2 weeks. I was just going with it. I was just like, fuck it, it'd be grand.
And now it's just not working?
And now there's no hot water at all.
Is there heating?
No.
Is your gaff freezing?
Yeah.
Yeah. This morning was like
have the Dyson though.
A little Dyson heater, yeah?
Yeah, hot and cold and that, yeah.
You bring it into the bedroom with you and bring it into
under the sheets, yeah.
Carry it around.
Well, I have the hairdryer under the sheets and then the...
Yeah, of course.
The Dyson outside the bed, look.
The GHD on, do you have the GHD? That's a great little radiator.
It's nice on your toes.
Yeah. Straighten down toe hairs. So your gaff is freezing?
It's cold, yeah.
You see your breath?
Yeah, it's like the Exorcist.
So what do? You get in touch with your landlord?
Phone watch? Yeah. Not when you're missing.
Did
they do anything for you? Now the landlord's sorting it out. There's a electrician coming out or a plumber. Who fixed the boiler? Oh, you don't fucking know. Do us a favour. It's coming out at 3 o'clock to have a look. But it was only this morning when the hot water went. So now it's another problem, like, you know.
Now it's another problem.
So the first problem was that it was like constantly hot.
Yeah.
And like mad noisy every time you like flushed that, and as I said, had a shower.
Yeah.
But now like the hot water's just completely gone. And the noise is gone. The noise is just back to normal. So it's obviously something to do with like the pressure, like, and the thermostat.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Whatever the fucking thermostat has to do with it.
What's the thermostat on?
That's the dial that dictates how hot your house is.
Yeah, that's broke.
That's broke.
That has to be broke.
So you having cold showers?
I had a cold shower this morning. How'd that go? Died. Huh?
How'd that go? Are you feeling like... I'd say this fella has cold showers or aspires to have cold showers.
But never has one.
Yeah.
At the end of a hot shower, I'll turn it a little bit till it's cold.
I just had an ice cold shower this morning. That's how I knew it was fucking... I hadn't got any hot water.
It's supposed to
I was in there in a nip anyway. I wasn't going to just get out.
It's supposed to put you in great humour for the day, you know? Boost the immune system, boost the mood. So...
It's feeling fucking worse.
I don't know. You've been very cheery since you came in.
Have I?
Yeah.
Them cold showers, man.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it then.
You'll be doing the whole...
Throwing the fingers up to everyone. Hey, all right, your story had a cold shower.
Doing the Wim Hof.
What's that?
Heavy breathing in cold, icy water.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be sea swimming next.
Oh, them cold showers are rough though.
Yeah.
As soon as I touch you, I just like... Huh, yeah. It's like you can't help but start singing or something or shouting random words.
It just takes... I can't breathe. I just go... Yeah. It's like I want to breathe out and in at the same time. I'm like...
I just like the minute I went on, I went, hey, yo, yeah. And then I like stopped. And I went back. I was like, yeah, fucking con wanker.
You go from like Native American Indian to scumbag from England, like really quick. Like, hey, oh, you bollocks, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Chief Conway in the shower. Chief Conway in the cold shower doing the Wim Hof. Love it.
Yeah, it's not great though. Cold showers. Some people do that every day.
Wakes it up. It's supposed to prevent stroke. You're 90% less likely to have a stroke if you have a cold shower every day.
Should have said that to me grandad.
Huge statistic, you know? I know.
Oh, the amount of people you know that had strokes that could have prevented by having a cold shower.
That's all it would have took. Fucking
sick
all
now.
It would have took.
Sick now I am.
Raging.
Sure, look. Who's to know then? There was no ChatGPT then, was there? Is that how you know?
No. Where did I go? I went to a really... For Morris 30th, I went down to a really fancy retreat kind of hotel spa kind of thing. And he had these ultraviolet chairs that's good for your skin. And they have like... It's like a circuit that you do, like salty baths, salty fuss stuff. And then part of it was going out to a sauna, getting really hot, and then going out and dumping a cold bucket of water onto you. And then going back into sauna.
Hell.
Yeah, shite, yeah, yeah.
Then cover yourself in muck.
Yeah,
all that.
Crap.
Hell.
Mm. Sticking cucumbers on my eyes.
That's ridiculous. Well, I can get with that. Yeah, they see that, like. That's a thing.
They're all a thing, but it's all shite.
Ice bucket challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good for you. Apparently, I don't know. The science says it's good for you. It's good for your immune system. You'll never get sick if you do an ice bath.
What's them... Remember the girl out there was telling us about that like village that has like loads of like ice baths and stuff, and what's it like, hot box or something like that? We hot box the place over.
Yeah, she does like a circuit of different things, doesn't she?
Yeah, like a sauna, jacuzzi, and then cold jacuzzi and blah blah blah. And
yeah,
cold like, little hobbit village.
Just have a swim.
Just have a cold shower like me, and then it'll set you up for the day real good. Start talking to people and all that you don't normally talk to.
Follow Darren for more fitness advice. You just become a fitness guru because you have one cold shower.
Start jogging and all.
Eating lettuce out of the lettuce. Bag.
Eating lettuce and cucumber and all. And then putting them on my eyes.
Fucking recycling and all.
Do a big 5K.
Making homemade coffee. Roasting the beans yourself.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wearing little beanies and all.
I could see that happening. Open a little coffee shop.
Oh, because I had one cold shower. I don't know.
Mm. How it starts. It's the gateway drug. It's the gateway drug into being a wanker.
Ah, jeez. I know a few people who had cold showers are all right there. they're all right.
I don't know. I heard having a cold shower turns you into a wanker.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why don't you see when this is off? I'm going to start effing and banging you. You fucking bastard.
Did anyone mention yoga?
Yogurts.
You can start doing yoga. Yeah. I'm a yoga influencer.
Do the insanity workout. Stick it on the telly.
Mm.
The DVD.
Yeah.
Max 360.
I'd have a go at that. Cold shower and Santi walk out and a few hot box the place out.
Fuck the heating. You don't need heating when you're pumped.
Insanity walk out, remember that?
Yeah.
You just pop on like 4 in the morning, but we need to go to bed.
Get your knees up, let's go, let's go. And you're just sitting there on the couch like, what? You're doing great. Am I?
After doing a bucket bomb. A book of bomb.
A great book of bomb. And she's like, wow, you're doing amazing. Get those knees up. Let's pump a sweat. What?
It's grand for now. It's grand for now. Just give it 10 minutes, will you?
What do you mean it's grand for now?
Any crack?
I've been watching that Married at First Sight.
Never watched it.
It's people that have never met each other and they get married the first time they see each other. Like, the experts match people up based on the science. Me whole did he do it based on the science. They're just like, who's going to be the most drama? And then they get married. The first time that they see each other is coming down the
sounds
aisle.
Like the process of forced dates. Because when two people come together in that, like, they're kind of like-minded, aren't they? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The science of it, I suppose.
Yeah, the science of it.
The science of love, yeah. Yeah.
Do one.
Do one, will you? When you know, you know. That's the end of it.
But there was one fella in it and he's getting so much heat online. And rightfully so. He's a bit of a prick. But he got... So you meet him going down the aisle and he turned and he was like, oh my God, he wasn't into her at all. She's a bit of a big-eyed girl. Like, you know, everyone else is gorgeous and they're like models. But he's not great looking. And she's a bit of a big-eyed girl. Like, and she's not a model or anything like that. And they get married and he's just really fucking awkward and he's just saying, I don't feel a spark. Like, he's... That was me Australian accent.
New Zealand or something. Go ahead.
But he was like, I don't feel a spark. I'm not into her.
What way did he say?
Don't feel a spark. I don't feel a spark. I don't feel a spark.
That was a decent enough. That's alright. Probably shouldn't have asked you. I thought you were going to fail there.
I didn't feel his spark. Oh, fuck. I should have stopped. It went south.
No, you got it first time. Go on. Tell us more.
And he's just a fucking dickhead. And like, at the wedding ceremony that night, they went outside for photographs. And the photographer was like, oh, you can put your arm around her. And then she's like, oh, I'm not going to bite. Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to bite you. And then he's like, oh. And he's like putting his arm around. Then they take the photograph and then he's pulling his arm around. He's like, right, okay, that's enough. Like, you know. And then she's like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong and stuff? And he's like, no, it's just a bit much, isn't it? You know, and a forced date, we're married and stuff. And it is. But he's just so not into her. But he's leading her on for like 7 episodes. Next one's not out yet.
Is there any that like are still together?
In the show?
Out of that show, like.
Well, the show is still going on, but...
is that, like, there's, like, multiple seasons of this, is there?
Yes, yeah. And they are, yeah.
Like, previous season, I wonder, is there anyone that's, like, still married and still married? I'm just fucking asking.
I don't know why you're looking at me, though.
Everyone that watched that programme wonders, I wonder, are they still married? Same with First Dates Ireland. I wonder, did they go on a second date or a third date?
Oh, Joe, someone saw you on First Dates.
He was on it twice.
2 seasons in a row, man.
Is that not the same one?
Sorry, we got a fresh email on that the other day.
They're getting legs, man. They're getting legs out of it.
But you know what? That's 2 separate occasions or 1 occasion where they just like use the background for the same one or something? Or
I went there once for a meal and they've been using it throughout multiple episodes.
As a cutaway, like that's cutaway. Not really there.
And embarrassing cutaways. Like in this one.
But it's the same cutaway.
It's not the same cutaway, right. But they must have been just filming us for fucking ages, just throwing a camera on him and we bleed and get loads of stuff. Because there was a part in this one, and I wasn't expecting it because it's a new season, and I'm watching it myself, And then all of a sudden, I pop up on it. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was the most embarrassing thing, because when we were sitting there, Maura says, imagine they were filming us. What would be the most embarrassing thing that I could do? And then she just leaned across the table and touches me on the nose and goes, boop. And I'm like, fucking
stop. And
that was
it?
Yeah. And that's exactly what they used. Like, it looked like we were on the most embarrassing, cringy day that you could. And it was. But Jesus Christ.
I thought you kept going back.
Back for more?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's embarrassing. People taking pictures of the telly and...
I watch it, like...
Did you see it?
Yeah.
And did you say, there he is again?
Yeah, but I was like, is he... Did he go, get asked to go back for a meal again? Or, does he just keep going back to this fucking... What's the name of the place?
The Gibson.
The Gibson Hotel, yeah.
No, man.
And I didn't have a side-on-side comparison, so, like, if I had a scene, I'd be saying close, like, same setup.
Yeah, yeah.
They just use that, like... moment you were there and just placed that over like multiple episodes. They probably do it for everyone, just that you'd notice yourself. Like,
yeah, surely. I went once.
Did I cover the meal? Like,
no, I had to pay for it.
So the editor must obviously,
he's doing that.
They recognize you and they just think this.
I was keeping an eye out in the credits to see if I knew the editor, but I didn't catch his name.
Hey.
You. Fucking leave it out. Leave me out now. The next episode. Fucking 2 seasons of it. Milking me. I know. Do you know what? It was nice meal.
I can't even imagine dating again for the first time. That's mad. Oh well.
Imagine going on the dating apps.
No, couldn't.
No.
What would your opening line be? Like, what would you say to someone?
Podcaster.
You just emailed someone.
Foodie. 2 dogs. Got to keep the dogs. And then at the end, it's like, she left me.
And you like cold showers.
And I like cold showers, and I'm a hotbox to place over.
DM me for a hotbox.
DM me and we hotbox to place over. Yeah. XOXO. PS, she left me again.
There should be. Like, in LA, there's dating apps for celebrities, and you have to be invited from other celebrities onto the dating apps. And I know somebody who's the director, and he met his now wife on one of these apps.
I don't want to end up with Sabrina Carpenter, though.
I know.
She wouldn't hotbox the place over with us.
She might.
She'd be farting in the bed now.
like a real carpenter.
Yeah, I heard about that one, like a celebrity one, but I wouldn't be involved. I wouldn't get an invite for that.
If there was an Irish equivalent, you would.
No, I'm an influencer.
There should be an influencer one in Ireland then. It's kind of a grey area, isn't it? Because, you know, Celebrity Come Dance With Me, whatever that one, like Kelly Trapp. Kelly Trapp's on that. She's an influencer. Rory Stories, he was on it.
I wasn't.
Rory Stories was on I'm a Celebrity Come Dance With Me, wasn't he?
I'm a Celebrity Come Dance With Me. That new one where they all dance and start eating balls and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Kangaroo balls.
I think it's a
bit of a mix up there.
Come Dine With Me as well. What, I'm a Celebrity Come Dance With Me.
I'm a Celebrity Come Dance With Me. Hosted by Anton Deck.
Anton Dearon.
Next up, doing the waltz. Joe McGuckin.
Yeah, would you not? You would. Yeah, so you are a celebrity in Ireland.
Our influencer celebrities.
Well, you're Dublin's best celebrity.
Oh, actually, yeah. No, I am a celebrity, actually. I have a trophy at home for it. It's nearly expired, though, until the next person wins it this year.
It'd be hard. It'd be hard, wouldn't it? Even for the girl. A girl, a famous girl. Like, Charlene. Let's say, I know they're taking girls and all, but it'd be awkward, wouldn't it? For them to get with a fella online, if they knew who they were.
It would.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to a girl. And she has a following. And she was on the dating apps. And she met up with this fella. And she seen him a couple of times. And he was pretending that he didn't know who she was a lot of the time.
Out of respect.
Out of respect. But it's also lying. And it's not being genuine. And the fact is, he was a big fan of hers. And then, like, as time went on, like, he kept quoting our videos and talking. And, like, talking about our work and stuff like that. So isn't that... That would be awkward. Like, imagine going on a date and she's like, oh, no, you have a podcast. You do sketches. No, Ronaldo? What? Do you know Ronaldo?
Sue. Recording it and all, just sweating. Hot box.
And then you get back to our bedroom and there's just posters here all over the wall.
I probably have to leave. Well, that's never going to happen because I'm getting married.
That's true.
To the love of my life.
Joe, we've had an offer to you, a financial offer.
Oh.
Someone wants to buy something that you're not necessarily selling. They want to know what your price is. What do you think it is they want to buy?
The truck.
Nope.
Damn.
Far less practical than a food truck.
Is it me dinosaur?
It's your dinosaur.
Is it?
Ardia wants to buy your dinosaur. 100%. So, love the show, lads. I'll buy the dinosaur 100%. I presume if the customs is paid, they might deliver it. I have the space. I'm down in Clare. What do you think? Honestly, I can buy the dinosaur.
Okay.
That's serious, or?
So is the delivery paid for? It must be paid for to your house, so, but it's just waiting.
When you pay the customs, it gets delivered.
So I was down there today
to try figure out.
That's what it was like in...
Did you go down on the scooter?
No, I went down in the car, put the scooter in the back, and then Maura drove back.
Imagine you went down the scooter and he's like, I'm here to collect the dinosaur.
Stick it on the back there.
With the little bell.
I'm hearing about my dinosaur.
I'd like to, do you know... Hang on for a second.
While he's looking there, also, Ardia says Declan / Raymond was the best improv character ever.
Nice one.
Yeah. Who?
Thank you.
Oh, Declan. Who's Declan? Oh, yeah. Oh,
Raymond.
The radio phone.
Declan / Raymond. Just Raymond.
Who was Raymond? Or who's Declan?
Raymond makes the... Raymond's
the super fan. Oh,
isn't Declan the kid?
Is he the boy on the dinosaur?
Yeah.
We've forgotten already.
Okay, here's the invoice.
Did you pay it?
No, he absolutely did not.
Could you see it in the distance?
I went down to try. So this is what happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try make this as clear as possible.
We've got time.
Do we?
Yeah, for a dinosaur talk. What sort of podcast do you think this is? Last week we pretended to be a radio show for after one.
Maura's brother's father-in-law makes dinosaurs. And gives them to people. Not gives them to people. Sells them. That's his business.
Whoa. Props. Yeah, big, no, hang on. You're changing Amazon your story now.
Well, it's movie props. Yeah, it's not just dinosaurs.
I thought he was ordering these in from China.
He might be. Okay, so let's say he's ordering them from China. And he might be.
All these that details are getting fuzzy.
Anyway, he shipped us this dinosaur as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And on the invoice, he put the price that it would normally be for somebody else to buy this thing from him if he was in America.
What was that price?
$1,600.
Wow.
1,600 quid. So customs have gotten that now. Customs have to put on the VAT rate of 23%.
For that price?
Which brings it up to about 380 to 400 quid. Then there's a handling fee on top of that, which is 100 quid. So then now we're up to 500 quid. And then they have it in a bonding place, which is basically they've took it from the port and now an agency has it. So we have to get it released from them and we have to pay another fee on top of that. And then we have to pay another tax for something else that I don't understand. It's all on the invoice here. And then we have to pay for delivery. And now for every day that it stays in this bonding place, there's more money added on. So... If this person wanted to buy it from us now, it would cost this person to get it 950 quid. And
imagine you pay it on top of that 1600, like.
Yeah.
If you were to buy it, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you calculating that from?
So it's 1600 quid, and then you need to pay for shipping. So that's they paid for shipping because it was a gift to us. So that's been paid.
Have you told them
already
about this?
Yeah. We were up there trying to explain to them. Like, if the outfella didn't stick 1600 on the invoice, we probably wouldn't have this issue. If he had said it was 160 quid, then we'd be paying 23% of 160 quid, which would be way more reasonable.
Who really knows? Send it again.
So if we're a torn to sender, we have to pay for we have to still pay all the fees from the handlers. And we have to pay for shipping back.
He's just going
to
let it go then?
Which would be about 800.
He's just decided to just let go.
No.
Walk away.
That's not even an option.
Someone has to sort that out, like.
If the this is the worst case.
Dinosaur.
Go to court and everything over the fucking dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, literally, if it could come to the point where they destroy the product. So if something is not collected, they destroy the product. Like, if it's diamonds, if there's diamonds caught at customs and the diamonds could be worth €1 million, you have to pay 23% on the €1 million. So you will have to pay €230,000. And if you can't afford to pay €230,000 to customs, they destroy the diamonds. I thought they'd stick it in a buy and sell or something, or put it up for auction. But they destroy them. And to destroy a dinosaur, that an 8-foot dinosaur would cost us another few hundred quid. So, like, you're fucked. Like, you.
So you're gonna have to pay 900 and something quid.
If you have an enemy, order them something really fucking big. Order them something unmanageably big and give an invoice for an incredibly large amount, and they'll be fucked. You'll like, fuck your enemy by doing that.
Like a dinosaur.
Like a dinosaur. Or a car.
Are they our enemy? Who sent that over?
No, I'm saying, but if you no, because that was unintentional. But if there was something that you didn't like, you could just buy something very unnecessary, that, like a big giant fucking inflatable
roller
bounty castle. Yeah, fucking roller coaster.
In bits, in loads of different boxes. Whew. Has to be a way around that.
There's no way around it. We were with customs. We were talking to them for about an hour and a half. We had a customs agent who actually, we went to the wrong place. We actually went into the drug place. We went into a reception area in Terminal 11, and we went in and we said, "Hey, Adrian, we have a dinosaur and it's stuck in customs and we want to get it released. They think that is a thing." And then he goes, "Oh, we just deal with drugs here." I felt okay. Like, right, it's a full of cocaine,
full of drugs.
Yeah. It's packed with bleeding marijuana. But somebody overheard us, and we were out in the car, and somebody ran out and they brought us back in. They said, "Oh, I overheard what you were saying, and if I can help you, like, I'll do my best." And so then he called the agency, and the agency's like, "Look, it is what it is. Like, this is the value of the product. If they want it, they're going to have to pay the customs." And even though no money was transferred, the simple fact that there's an invoice means that we're fucked, basically. Because even if we get his dad to say it was free, it's his word against the invoice. And in Ireland, and this is what your man in customs was saying, in Ireland, we don't make the rules. It's the EU's rules. As soon as, it's not that there's something coming into Ireland, because then it could be handled internally and just say, "All right, yeah, I understand the situation. Here's your fucking dinosaur." It's literally because the EU order the customs.
Fucking Brussels, all over your dinosaur.
All over me. Angela Merkel, fuck off. And get your paws off me, dinosaur.
Angela Merkel fucked off a while ago. Your point stands.
She's been knocking around.
Taxing your dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Isn't it crazy, though?
Just wait. Darren, you were saying there must be another way. It's called smuggling.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'd have just got smuggled then.
Fuck, man.
There's no getting by them now with a big dinosaur like that. How could you even smuggle it?
I think usually the rate is something like, if you're buying something outside the EU, you're roughly looking at a third extra added on.
Yeah.
So what are you up to now? You're about an extra half with all the fees more?
100%, like 1,000, whatever the value is that they're looking for, that's how much percentage is what we're, like...
I just go to court.
We didn't pay anything for it.
The judge will just laugh or have and go, "Go on, head off there." "Go on, head off on your dinosaur, Joe."
What? Yeah.
Like, it's not just a VAT.
"Can I see your invoice?"
Yeah.
So someone's gone to prison over an inflatable, life-size dog.
What's it made of?
So this is just customs duty and VAT. Made out of like fucking, what would you call it? Like the inside of a bow.
Like fiberglass?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not fiberglass, but something similar.
It weighs 75 kilos.
Jesus.
That's a big dinosaur. Well, I mean, yeah.
It's 8-foot.
Customs duty.
Is it a coincidence that a trailer dropped for a new Jurassic Park film? And this maybe is just a part of a big marketing scheme.
It's all a PR
stunt. PR stunt from you. Because you're doing a collaboration with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, me and Steven Spielberg collabing on this shit.
There you go, Joe. Yep, his story checks out.
So that's, what are you going to do?
€445 tax. That's what we have to pay. But then there's also all the other add-ons, like release fees.
Can you not just come to an agreement on the €440 and just say, "Pay that," and just like, let's do it?
No, because the company that has it now is a an agency. It's not even customs. Okay. It's an agency, a separate agency. I don't know why the fuck they got involved.
So you're going to have to pay it, look, yeah.
No one asked them to get
dinosaurs
fucking involved.
Money your business.
Yeah. Get your hands out. Fuck off. I'll take it. I'll just... if oh, you know, even
when
if it was...
said to them, I'm here to... about the dinosaur, did they look at you funny?
Yeah.
Oh, what, a fucking dinosaur, look?
Some... honest to God, somebody overheard me. When we... and we got back in the car.
The person that was, like, chatting you through, I think, helping anyway?
No.
Okay.
It was around that area in the car park. Somebody overheard the conversation that we were having. Somebody overheard the conversation that we were having. And when we came out from the office to get back in the car, your man came over and knocked on the door of the window. And Murray rolled down the window. And he says, I've a dinosaur around the corner for 10 euro if you want one. I was like, ah, fuck off, you coach. For a second, I thought he was actually being, he was going to be like, yeah, I know where that is. Like, you know, you can tow it away.
There's something going on down there.
Yeah, there is. I'd love to walk down there. The shit that comes in. Like, how much drugs was found the other day? 12 million euros worth. Just through the fucking docks.
In a dinosaur.
Or was that through the docks, or was that just a seizure?
There was, I think there was one day on a leash.
But, I didn't see that on the Garda Facebook page.
The 12 million quid?
In October, there was roughly 5 million, 240 kilos. Of herbal cannabis found at Dublin port. Cocaine, 10.5 million. Ah, yeah. Plenty of stuff coming through. And that's just what they're finding.
Just legalise all the cannabis and then you don't have to smuggle it.
Yeah, but it's the coke and there's the...
Even if it was free, I wouldn't smoke it. Or free, even if it was legalised, I wouldn't smoke it.
No.
I really wouldn't.
Do you think... I would want it legalised because the people that do smoke it, I don't think they should be prosecuted or...
Yeah.
Be like...
They're just having an LJ, aren't they? Hotboxing the place over.
That's all.
Doing bucket bombs and all.
Doing apple joints.
Apple joints. Bucket bombs out of the nanny's bat.
Fuck.
Legalise it. Boom. Legalise it.
Man, oh man.
Apple bomb. What are they?
Okay, look at a pipe, an apple pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Drilling a hole in the tap in the side.
Tastes like apples. Oof. I gotta be out in a minute, nanny. Oosh.
Nanny. What that smell? What that smell up there?
I've bacon and cabbage on. What that smell? No, nanny, I'm just up having a bat.
A bat?
Wait, there's 40 is up there. We're all just having a bat.
Oh god,
even the name like bucket bomb is funny, isn't it?
What's a bucket bomb?
It's like a bucket of bombs. Oh, no, yeah. It's like a concoction, like where you like cut a bottle, like a 2 litre bottle in half and get like a basin of water. So that's always like the bat, and you put like hash or weed on top of the bottle, like with tinfoil. And you pour it and then take it off and raise it out, but it all gets smoky and then they go, oh, that's a bit cloudy one. Oosh. Say that on YouTube.
Did you, yeah?
No, that was like, you sang around a fella who used to love them.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, hey, I just want to fucking have a game of ten and bend, lads. Fella down the end of the field doing a bucket bomb. What even is that? What is that he's doing down there?
I just want to have a game of 10 and bet. It makes it sound like you want to do the second half more.
No, game of World Cup or on the volley or something. Your hands down the end of the field bleeding.
Let's just play 10 and bend. I'll do the fourth bend. Yeah?
I'll do the forfeit.
If anyone loses, I'll do the forfeit for them.
If anyone loses, I'll do the forfeit and the book of them.
Oh, don't go that close.
Oh, they used to do that, didn't they, where they just like move up a couple of inches and then just boom, big redner
in the arse. Stop, man.
So look, that was years ago. That was when the hemp shop was open. I remember that, the hemp shop.
Get the bad salts,
killed people, that stuff.
Bad shit. That's bad shit. Oliver came home from after school and the teacher told me that he that he's all right now.
Smoking.
But he got a...
Cotton smoking.
Doing bucket bombs in the bathroom. 6 years of age.
Doing bucket bombs in the play area.
He got a ball to the face. Oosh. And that he was crying and stuff like that. Did you ever get a ball to the face?
So.
You just want to cry tears.
Got one in Manchester.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Wes Brown done it to me. That's a good sentence, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Wes Brown whacked the ball out of my face, right in the nose. My eyes are watering and thought I was going to have two black eyes. Like,
did he come over to you and say sorry about that?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck? Really?
I don't think he knew that. It was kind of my fault because it was kind of heading from my chest, but for some reason, like, I just like kind of bent down with it to like heady it, but it hit me face. Because I'm really not good at football and I just thought like I could do that. Do you know that way?
I think it's funny that you blame yourself.
Wes Brown did it to me.
It's a real, I don't know, like he's gaslighting you.
Yeah.
Wes Brown's like, you did that, mate.
You headied the ball with your face, mate. Like, no, you kicked it at me chest and I hit it at me face by going down for a heady.
You're like gushing blood and you're apologising to him. Sorry, Wes. I shouldn't have got in the way of it.
Sorry, Wes. I know you won the Champions League and all, but like, seriously, that really hurt. But it was really sore.
And he didn't even come over to you to say sorry.
I think he just kind of went, like, put the hand up or something. But as I said, it was my fault. He's not going to say sorry for me fucking put me face in the way. Heading for me face and then I just put me face there. Because I'm shit at football and I have no coordination on a football pitch. I just do things erratically.
Did he belt it at you, like?
He belted it to try and score a goal and I put me face in the way. And then I was like, don't worry about Wes. Oh, I'm supporting you now, let me have a look. Took him on a team. Champions League. Oh, wait. Remember it, pal. Yeah. Oh.
Fucking agent. Trying to stop. Wes Brown is a professional footballer.
Yeah, but he's a defender.
And you're stopping at his shots with your mush.
He's not a fucking striker, an attacker. He's a defender. He shouldn't have a shot on him like that.
And he didn't even say sorry. And you're like, sorry.
Don't worry. Wes, don't worry about it. You're Fergie, you know.
And you thought you were going to have two black eyes.
Yeah, because I went straight off to Amy and I was like, are my eyes watering? And she's like, oh my God, there. She's like, you're going to have two black eyes. I was like, don't say that to me. I have to go to a dinner with Fergie and the boys. They were all bullying me. They all bullied me, they did. All the ex-players bullied the life out of me.
Playing 10 and bend with Manchester United's OA team. Get on your knees, darling.
Giggsy and all came in and threw a football at me face. And I was just going, don't worry, it's grand. It's all right, don't worry about it.
Belting you out of it with balls.
In, like, in a full Man United kit with Conway 7 on the back of it.
My heart breaks. Oh,
good stuff.
Isn't it weird that when you shit at football they put you in goal?
Yeah.
And they give out to you then when you don't save a fucking shot.
I'm no use on a football pitch at all.
Are you not?
I'm a spectator. Like, I try my best. I think I'm running fast and then I look at a clip back and I'm going backwards. Look.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's really awful. Like.
Did you play when you were younger? For a team, like?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was your position?
It's like centre back or something.
Oh, yeah.
See that
slab unit. Head
kind of Harry Maguire-esque.
Yeah, slab head. Big fridge.
Stick Darren in the back. He'll throw his face on any ball.
He used to only put me on in like the 80th minute if they were losing like 7-0. They're like, fuck it, like, losing anyway. Then I'd let him another five.
Give him a runabout just so he can't complain.
Keep trying to block the ball with me face. What's he doing that for?
What's he lying on the ground for? Phil Jones-esque, like,
the face.
That's a good Phil Jones face. That's
Lisandro Martinez.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love how you're really into it.
So we've been on and off still with the football cards, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the football cards. Yeah,
I'm still at them now.
You were really into that for a couple of weeks.
I still am. Like, I just don't like do it as often. Like, buy them as often because it was getting very financially crippling. Okay. So there's this app called Total Football, and it's from Tops, who make cards for like soccer, American football. They're a card maker company, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have this thing called Tops Total Football where you can play this game and get coins and stuff, like gambling a bit, isn't it? Like the one you were talking about the NFTs, like.
Yeah.
It's not NFTs, they're actually like physical cards that you can print. And they do drops, like, and all.
You have to print them?
Well, you can put them into your basket for like 10 quid to get a print sent to your house, like in a okay. like, nice kind of box and nice cover and stuff to protect the card. So like, there's loads of people on it, like. And they do drops and stuff where you can like use your coins or buy points to open packs, like. So it's like kind of like FIFA as well, like, you know. But I wouldn't have put too much money into this, like. There's no point, like.
But there's a lot of explaining going on here. Don't be worrying. There's no judgments. There's
yeah,
no judgments
you're really
there.
Getting the justification.
All right, it doesn't matter. But there was this like drop, like limited edition cards, like. And I bought a box and it was €25. That's not that dear.
How many cards?
Five.
So €5 a card?
Mm. And you don't know what's in it?
And you don't know what's in it. But, now I'd say I've put the guts of about 100 quid in this over the last year or so, yeah? So it's nothing major at all. I'm sure there's fellas on that now who are like going, 1,000 bob. You know, you wouldn't know. It's not me anyway.
So okay.
So I pulled this card and I'm going to put it in for print. And it's a one of one card. So it's the only one in the world. That's what everyone wants, is the card that's like numbered 1 to 1. There's only one of them. You can get 1 to 10s, 1 to 50s, 1 to 100, 1 to 250, blah, blah, blah. But I'm the only person that'll own that card.
Can I? Who is it?
And it's a rookie card. So it's the first ever card of this lad. And it's a Liverpool academy player who played once in the Champions League called Trey Nione. That's it on screen. But I can print that out, yeah?
Okay.
And then...
Are you praying to God that he's a good player now?
Still go for a few quid.
Will it?
It's the only one. It's the only... That's the only card in the world of that.
What?
That's the only print of that in the world when I get it printed. It's one of one.
What's that worth?
Probably like 350 quid.
And if he
becomes... Or probably more. Like, it depends who like really wants it. Like, I don't think you can put a price on it, like a one of one. You get some mad Liverpool fan who has a lot of money and does this for a living. I was like, I'll give you £1,000, man. And I'd be like, no.
What's his name there?
Trey Nione. But see in the corner, like, 1-1.
Is that not, like, could you not just fake that?
What, just print out a card and fake it, like?
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be a certain texture to the card and design and QR on the back and stuff like that. And there's lots of bits on it, like, that you wouldn't be able to. But I got that as well, which is a pretty good card.
Yeah, are you delighted with that?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think it's just like, it's a bit of cracking. Just to have like one card and I'm the only one that owns that.
That's amazing, like, man. That's really good.
You put value on that. Like, you can't really, can you?
Well, you can put value on it if somebody's willing to buy
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Like, I was saying, like, there was like one-on-one cards from that app, like, because it's not like buying the boxes where you like you open the pack yourself. It's on a fucking app, like.
Kind of sounds like NFTs.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Are you at the buying an NFT?
No, it's physical. Physicals are, NFTs are...
Digital.
Digital.
That's digital.
But you can print it.
Yeah, you can print an NFT.
But it doesn't really hold any value online.
That doesn't.
Like you can sell it online, like. You can sell that card through the app.
Yeah.
For coins, and you can use the coins to buy another fucking card that you might like, and then you can print that one.
But you know that way? Can you exchange the coins for cash?
No.
So it's worth nothing?
Well, it is, because I'll just get a printer for 10 quid and then probably sell it for like 400 quid or something.
Okay.
Or else I'll just hold on to it. But why would I'm not going to sell it, like.
Why would someone buy that from you when you could just as easily print another the day after they buy it? You can go and print another one.
You can only print one.
How does that work?
Because there's only one card in existence.
But could you not just print it? Like, if you have a printer, you can print it.
No, it's not printing it from your printer. You don't print it to a printer. Like, you print, you just go to print in your basket and put it into the basket and they do it for you and then send it out to the gaffer in a box.
And then
in card form.
Then it's worth money.
And then you can put it up on eBay.
Okay.
Can you not just say, hey, I didn't get that card, will you send me another one?
Mm.
They just won't.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
Definitely not.
You're going
to
try?
They have tracking on it, like, and they'll be able to know where that is. But I got that one as well. You know, Endrick off Madrid?
What's...
That's number to 10, so there's only 10 of them.
A 1 in 10?
Yeah.
That's good too.
And Endrick is... His fourth year in Madrid, so it's a rookie card as well.
Buy a packet now.
No.
I'll give you 24. I'll revolute you 25.
There's nothing in it. Like, there's no drop promo or anything. It's just standard cards and there's nothing in them. Like.
But what did you open?
Like a promo box thing.
Oh.
That you can, they drop now and again. Like, and then I just seen it when I went on. And I just like bought it and got them two over. Which is sick.
Are you lighted?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. How many coins?
I got one like last year. I printed it out like.
Sounds an awful lot like NFTs though. I know you can print it out, but like,
yeah.
It does sound like NFTs. Like people do like print out their cards. NFTs.
Yeah, yeah.
People print out their like their Bored Ape Club.
So that's what it looks like printed in the box. Because I got that last year. That's numbered 1 to 3. So there's only 3 of them.
And you've loads like, of these.
There's only 3. That one that I got printed last year and then them two that I didn't print yet.
Probably worth a fortune.
Probably is. There's only 3 of them, like, and like he's Japanese, and there's a huge market of Japanese collectors that like love, like, say, like I know Son is Korean, but like they love them pairs, like, yeah, you know, yeah. Asian. And he's from, I think it's, I don't know where he's from, but he's around Asia, like. And I have this app called 130 Point where you can type in the name of a player, it shows you the card and how much it's sold for, like the biggest number. And his one of his was like 700 quid for a numbered, like, out of 10. So that's, like, numbered out of 3. So you probably get a G for that, like.
Fucking get a G for it.
I'll just hold on to them. Because like, they'll just go up, like.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, they're just going to be not players anymore. Like, they'll retire.
Even better.
Is that better, then?
Yeah.
Is it? It's better to have a retired player than an active player.
Who is spending a grand on that card?
People. That's a big, it's a big fucking thing, like.
It's hard to believe.
This reminds me of your whole NFT phase.
Yeah, I know.
You kept telling me what it's worth, and my very simplistic reply is just, it's only worth what someone will pay for it. And all these NFTs projected.
There's a market.
There's
like,
so many people
market.
That are willing to pay. That's the thing about it. Like,
well, you know, shows and everything dedicated to it. Like, you know,
but with NFTs, they weren't, were they? And the arse fell out of them.
Well, the arse did fall out of them, yeah. Yeah.
Now, but trading this cards
like,
is...
Yeah, this has gone around like, since fucking...
Yeah.
50s, like,
I'm
know,
just
or whatever.
Just surprised anyone.
Since baseball cards or black and white cards, like, it's gone, it's centuries, like,
yeah. But just something about it being digital is weird. Like, I get it, I think it is weird.
It
same
is.
With meme coins, like, meme coins is it's a weird, like, why is anyone buying this shit? Like, it has no intrinsic value, really. Like, there's nothing you can do with that card other than look at it and go, no way.
I just think it's interesting, like, I think, like, kind of sucks you in a little bit where it's like there's a whole community of people like this, and you're just like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you know that going away?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love it. I think it's so interesting.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Very much for listening. 192 episodes in, you're still listening. You're so fucking dotes.
Yous are mad, yous are.
Mad in the head.
Yous are mad doing that. Listening that long, yous are mad.
You want to get your head checked.
You want to sort yourself out listening to this for 192 episodes. You're mad, you are.
Be sectioned.
Ah, yous are mad doing that.
Lunatics, the lot of yous.
I find it hard to put into words how mad yous are for listening to this long.
Thanks very much for listening.
I'll see you at 193, episode 193 or the bonus or something like that, because he's gone this far, yous aren't going to turn back now because yous are mad yous are the way he's still listening. Am I right, Owen?
Yeah, yeah.
Give her a good one. Tell them how mad they are.
I can stop this now.
Fair enough.
You're a bit mad.